Welcome. You're listening to Angel Nears, the podcast. Angel Nears is a Silicon Valley community for startup builders where founders and operators share their firsthand knowledge on how to build and scale startups. I'm your host, Oleg Kujikov, and our guest today is Dr. Alex Kostikov, an independent researcher who spent the last 30 years developing the concept of individual AI, based on the integration of human brain and computer systems into a single functional complex using a scanning type brain-computer interface. I'm excited to bring Dr. Kostikov on to discuss one of his recent articles on the evolution of AI and particularly how we went down the wrong path. But before we get into that, Alex, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Excited to learn more about you. Let's just share a little bit about your background and how you got to be a researcher.
So I am a doctor from ex-Soviet Union. Many years ago, I come to Canada like a researcher. My field is a synaptic system, and specifically is ligand-dependable ionic system, like ionic channel. And I start in almost more than 30 years ago in a department of normal physiology in my university, is a medical university. Now is a part of Ukraine, but I'm not a political guy, so don't ask me about the modern problem. I have no idea. I just talk about the science. And I work on that for 35 years. So who I am? I am a doctor and neurophysiologist. That's my field in a science. Specifically, neurophysiologist who works in a processing system. So how the brain works, not in a sense of programming, but in a sense of hardware. So how works the ionic channel? How works the synaptic system? Where the signal goes? Why the signal goes? What the signal itself? And main important, why that signal produce your mind?
I'm asking myself that all the time. You've written a number of articles. So you've been researching 35 years. How long have you been writing about this?
First article I write in 1994. So it's almost 33 years ago. And then couple of articles in 19th, and then 2003 or something like that, and then couple of maybe 10 to 15 years delay. I just work in my table, like somebody said, and now because I had a lot of new data. And also I found some solution because it's very complicated fields, you know, that's very complicated target. And yes, I created my position and I created my way how we can build strong AI. And I started to make it couple of the list of articles. Because you can say this in one article. You have to using the long talk. So nobody will read articles for 35 pages. So you have to split it, the idea to the small things, small topic. That's why I write an article one by one.
And what inspired you to like start writing and share this stuff in the first place?
Because this is my life. That's what I do all of my life. This is my main target for me. That's what I do. I remember self, and I always do this. I always in this field. Like, what do you like in your life? You have some hobby or something. That's the same for me. That's what I do because I love it.
So recently you wrote an article titled AI, the evolution of precision, or how how we all went down the wrong path. This argues that the current approach to AI development is misguided. Can you summarize the core ideas of the article for me?
Of course, this is the one article. So we can talk about this article, but my opinion, better talk about the full idea. So the main core of why I said we make it some mistake, because the brain is not a calculator. And I explain why we still try to do something very precision. Because look, AI in that form, what we made it now, like large language model or neuronic network, or this is the, look, Rosenblatt, this is the guy who created Perceptron. Perceptron is the first simple neuronic network. He said, also, he is not a programmer. He is neurophysiologist, same like me. So he tried to make it a scientific model of the neuronic system, model. And he using the knowledge about our brain, which was created in the middle of last century. He created Perceptron in 1958, and he using the knowledge about our brain on that moment, 1958. And we still tried to do something based on that concept. But modern concept, little bit different. I said little bit, but honestly, totally different. And if you want to do something modern, you have to use in a modern base. You have to, we understand much deeply why our brain works. And for modern knowledge, we know that, for example, neural impulse is not an electric signal. It's a mechanical process. And also we know that the brain is not a calculator because we're not using a precision result. We just command. Neuronic system is a command system. Mechanical command system. And a target is not a precision result. Also not a success. It's just a life. Command system have to support the body, have to make it the right choice for the body. And also this form works in evolutionary process. In that sentence, we have to understand that our network is looks like network. But reality, this is not a network, this is a matrix. What's the difference between network and matrix? Network is a mechanism, like a tools. You have a data, and you have to split it, that bench of data, for the small things. And then you can create it something else using that data. So this is a tools. That's what network do. That's what Perceptron do. Matrix has no algorithm. Matrix has own relation to the information, because matrix has a lot of deformation. That's your million choice. You remember when I was then, when you was young, you make a choice, millions of choice. You love red, don't like green, or opposite. You love sweet, not like salt. You love space, not like some underground. You love this music, that music, millions of choice. So you make a deformation in your matrix, and your matrix work follow of that deformation. When signal comes to your brain not analyzed, your brain has already answered. That's the big game. So in reality, we have no program in a brain. We have millions of choice previously made it. That's how matrix different is the network. Because network is a tools. A matrix is something who do decision, who do choice. Okay, this is good or bad. But matrix not analyze. Same like kids. If kids try to do something, kids just saw what the parents do. Not analyze why, not analyze data, just copy. Why? Because kids form the matrix. And the matrix then will do what kids form in years. That's why we're different. Because my matrix is a result of my life. And your matrix is a result of your life. So basically, we have to create a new mechanism, new form of electronic or mathematical neuron. In the base of all of the mathematical neuron network, modern, like large language models, ChatGPT, whatever, doesn't matter. All of them has some element, which is mathematical neuron. We have to change it, that neuron, to create it a modern form of neuron, which is looks like real neuron in our brain, and using that new component, like in Lego, to make it something real works, we have to change it, that simple blocks, and then create it, not a tools, but a matrix. Matrix has own position and own vision. Everybody has, not necessary in a proper way, maybe wrong, but own. So neuron matrix works not because has an algorithm, because has a own vision or relation to this signal. Neuronic network has no any own relation, has algorithm. That's the difference.
I want to take it back to control systems. You mentioned in the article, because I think a lot of these concepts are going to be related, and I just want to build my understanding before we kind of continue the conversation. You mentioned the early AI systems that were built during World War II. Can you talk about that and why that might be a turning point?
Yes. Yes, because every technology started from the scratch, from some first step. And that first step is very important. Because what you tried, first step is what you tried to do. And then you do development. So first step in AI is an electronic system which tried to reach some target. Like in that sentence, I said that we have a system, not only that system, but that system we can call like one of the first. The system which tried to make a target in an air and tried to reach some aircraft. So it's just a simple machine. Tried to make it a proper choice and tried to do something very simple. And what we need in that moment, we need a precision. We need a good result, which is proper. We not need something AI in that machine or something own decision. No, we need just a proper result. Why? Because that's what we can do by self. You know, you love it what you doesn't have. If you man, you love it woman because you doesn't have something. If you doesn't have, you love it. You need it. That's why you love it. And we have a problem with precision result. We always has a problem with calculation and also with fast calculation because our brain is very slow. We slower than computer in a millions time. And we try to reach that. That's why we made it that tools to make it that precision result. That's why we created calculator. So we want to make it a fast and a proper result, reach that target. And that's what we do still until now. Large language model still tried to make it a proper result. Not in a sense of some simple task, in a sense of performance with big data. But that's the same idea. what I said, that for the AI, we have to create a machine which will do something for the self, for the machine, not for us, because this is an electronic digital form of life. And if you will see the future, believe me, large language model, beautiful. AI will using that in the same way like we using that. So that's the tools, and AI will using that tools.
In the article, you criticize the agent-based approach and symbolic computing in AI. Can you talk more about symbolic computing and the agent-based approach and why that method might not be the best?
Look, because that's what I said. We reach the target, and then we try to develop that target. So we go on that road step by step. Step by step. And that is the algebra method. It's a simple, but it's simple mathematical method. We're using that method to, that method good for us because we, not everybody understand math in a good form, you know, but it's a math. That's a precision way. We try to make it machine more faster, more precision, more able to work with big data. And that's what the machine do. And that's what not AI have to do. Because AI is intelligence, is a command system, is something about that problem, is something who created something new for the self. And that's something who able to work in any position. Doesn't matter you have program or not. If it taking your brain as your body and put in some absolutely new environment, you will do something. Because your target is not performing something. Your target is your life.
I guess what I'm stuck on is like, what's the problem with accuracy and what's wrong with a calculator? Like I use a calculator all the time when I need to solve a problem mathematically and the numbers get kind of big or really small. A calculator is a great tool. So why is a calculator an insufficient?
Sense of your brain. The sense of your brain is a command of your body. So doesn't matter you're smart or not, you know how it's 2 + 2 or never know about this. Your brain is do something for your body every day, success of your body. So the intelligence have to do something for the self, for the imagined body or something, for their own life. That's the deep sense of evolutionary. What the result of that evolutionary? Your life is the most important things for you. That's your price. You working because you need that price. You want to see this world. You want to be good. You want to feel something good. You have a lot of different things which is good for you. And that's why you do this. Not because you have algorithm, because you want to get something good for the self. And main important is your life. And in this sense, imagine your brain make it everything for your life. And then imagine you just take it off your brain and put modern computer, which do something for the proper calculation. This is good for your body? No. For your body, it doesn't matter what the result. Important is what the result for the self, how you feel. You feel good, okay. Maybe it's wrong result, you feel good. That's okay for the brain. Command system and the tools, this is totally different. You know, command system is a developing system. It's a system works inside the environment. I can explain you how we will do the real AI. Real AI, we have to make it a small thing, small part of matrix, and put in some artificial environment. And then we will change the environment to make it AI better. We will never change it AI. We change the environment around AI. And then, if we want to get a smart and strong AI, we have to connect it, that small matrix with human brain. And small matrix will deformate it in and made it more choices. It became a bigger because get the data from your brain, not the algorithm, just the choice. Millions of choice. How you do? The first AI will look like you. In 2-3 years, will make a choice like you. Will knows you better than you knows by you know self. And in this form, we will create it a real AI. Not a tools, but new digital form of life. And that's the only the way how we can create an AI.
Don't people evolve and your preferences kind of change? Like earlier you mentioned, you know, you make decisions based on what you've learned, what you've seen. You know, you might have a you might like the color red and not green, but then someday that might change. So how can tool evolve with a person's evolving self? How does the answer change?
You mean how is this tool looks like or what you want to ask regarding this?
Yeah, exactly. Like what does this kind of tool you're describing look like?
That's what I said. The main important things in that, in electronic form of life, this is a matrix. We can imagine that matrix is like a DNA, but DNA, that's the structure and the action, because DNA, it's not about only the structure. The most important information in our DNA is a process. So our DNA is more than 80% is a process, and only less than 20% is a structure. So the matrix, that's also about structure and a process, mostly about process. And around the matrix, the other program, same like around DNA, is a ferment. Ferment is a molecular machine. Molecular machine who made it something for the DNA. So our life is a music, and who make it that music? The complex DNA and a ferment together. If you take just DNA, you have nothing, no life in DNA. But if you take only ferment, no life in ferment. But if you make it together, DNA and the ferment, then started the life. Life is a process. So what we have to create it in AI? Process. For that, we have to create it a group of program. One of the program main who made it the action, that the matrix. And couple of program around, which is a service program, who made it something for the matrix. And in a result, that group, that will be a new form of life. And then for development, we have to create an environment, because only environment made it something new. Your digital form of life will be very simple on the first day. Absolutely nothing precision, absolutely nothing interesting, just simple. And then every day, more and more complicated, follow to the environment. And then you will get something which can, and also on some moment, your environment can be very complicated. Same like environment around us. And in this moment, your life can come in this world. Because for the digital life, doesn't matter what environment, in a digital form or in real, have to be, the form have to be ready to live in this world. And in that moment, we will get new form of life, AI.
In the article, you reference AlphaGo Zero as an example of achieving impressive results without really understanding. Can you explain this concept?
Yeah, because look, that's related to the brain-computer interface. Try to understand brain. We have two main problems. The first one is a transmission point. This is the exact point where the nervous signal became an artificial electronic signal and a backwards. And the other big problem is an explanation. What that signal mean? What the signal in this neuron mean in a real sense? Because imagine our brain changed the task every day, every minute. This neuron can work for example, this is not like realistically, but today for the head, after for the eyes, then for the leg. This is not real, but for your understanding, that different task in a we do a lot of job in our clinics. And we check some people has some disease like hydrocephalia, and the amount of neuron can be changed dramatically. Somebody has a 5 to 7% and still okay. Somebody has 50% and has no okay. Somebody has 30%. Not bad. So plasticity, our brain changed task for the neuron. And if you check the activity, very hard to understand what that precision signal mean. And to change it that, you have to create it something new. That's what we create in our university. You have to create the system which is not understand what this particular signal mean, but understand your brain like a full picture. It's like a language, you know. Japanese language has a symbol, and that symbol is something like table. We have words, many words, and any words is just something which is not related to the real life, but the couple of that words, that's a table. So we have to understand that we tried to make it machine which works like a words. We have to understand, we tried to understand every signal, but this is a wrong way. Our brain works like Japanese language. The picture means something, not the specific signal. And to create it, this machine, you have to change it your mind. You have to change it your vision, how you have to create it, that system. That's what I tried to explain in something, because this is also, you know, the company who do this first will be absolutely leader. The company will reach the sky. So this is very important to make it this. Who made it this first? And that's why I can explain you something, but not in an absolutely deep form, you know, because it's just an interview.
You also mentioned in the article that human brain isn't afraid to make mistakes. How does that relate to the process?
Look, our brain, as a result, you have to understand brain very deep. If you want to do something artificial, you have to understand how the real copy works. Not in a sense like everybody understand, much deeply. Look, your brain is a result of evolution. You have to remember this every moment. And in a sense of evolution, it's a balance between the price and the result. If your body make it a mistake, the price to make it something very complicated, to avoid that mistake, too big. for the evolutionary. For the evolutionary better, just made it a new body. So if you make it mistake, you die. And if you not make it mistake, you survive. And the next generation, only somebody who doesn't make a mistake, make it the next generation. That's why for the evolutionary sense, if you're wrong, this is not a problem. Just new body will do something in a proper way. So in this way, evolutionary doesn't do something complicated system to avoid that mistake. What do evolutionary? The process which make it that competition. So that process is the next and next and next generation. And that's what we have to model in our environment. So the digital form also have to be like that. Doesn't matter understand or not understand the precision point. The digital form have to be successful. And if successful, best. And that's what I tried to say about that, because the program is just compare the result. Never knows about the process in a game. Just a compare successful result and make something follow of that data. So don't know how that game is, but know how is winning position, how is winning strategy. And the same, this is the way how the evolutionary works.
Why are emotions and experience, which are crucial for intelligence, difficult to translate into algorithms?
Yes, because that's what I said before. Matrix, millions of decisions. How you describe in an algorithm that you love red, not love black, or opposite. Very complicated. Very simple for the matrix, because matrix, in one moment, you decided that black is bad, or opposite, black is bad. And that's your decision, not a good, not a bad, it's your decision. And that's why our emotional is a millions of our choice, what we love, what we don't love. And it's very simple for the matrix, but very complicated for the algorithm. Because algorithm have to understand why, how. This is a process. This is the energy. This is a structure. And this is a high cost. For the real life, this costs nothing. Because matrix just make it a decision.
Can you explain how continuous learning through interaction with the human brain is going to be key to achieving a strong AI?
Look, that's what I said about the environment. First of all, when we will try to do AI, we will make it a simple matrix. We can compare this, that's also brain, but very simple. Like a brain in a bee or in an ant. Then we will try to make it this more complicated to change it environment. In some moment, we will create the brain like your cat or dog. This is a pretty complicated network matrix and pretty complicated brain, but it's not human. To create it something like human, environment not enough. We have to using your experience, because the human brain is something different. In a human brain, we have a mirror neuron. That's a very complicated game. Believe me, I can talk about this 3, 4, 5 hours, but that's not enough. The result, what I can talk the result. For the result, we're not able to go this road by self, because it's very, very, very long way, much easily and much faster if we just connected that matrix to the real brain. And real brain will teach matrix very fast, probably in 2-3 years. And in 2-3 years, you will get matrix which will looks like realistic human brain. You will never said this is a real people or this is a his AI. He will talk same way. He will make a decision. He will Everything, absolutely. No any difference.
How about the brain-computer interface? Why is that a critical tool for the development of strong AI?
More complicated. You have a choice. Millions, you have to create a million of choice. So you have to live 20 years and make it everything, or you have to connect it with the real brain and using that experience, using his matrix like a model, just copy of that real matrix, the copy of your brain. So the brain-computer interface is a tools for the copy to create a strong AI. Otherwise, your matrix, your artificial brain, will be like maximum like a dog or cat. So some animals, not like a human.
Let's wrap this up. The concepts you're proposing are kind of radical. I'm having a hard time imagining what they might look like, even though I feel like I'm following somewhat what you're saying. But building them will be incredibly challenging, if not impossible. How optimistic are you about the possibilities that you're talking about with this new approach?
I would like say like that 3 years for the first real matrix, then 3 years for the working prototype of neurocomputer interface, and 3 years for the joint result. For the so we 10 years if we started today. And if we started with understanding, so how many neurophysiologists works in NVIDIA or Microsoft? Nobody. So the people has no chance to create an AI. So the team who will working on that field have to be smart in a neurophysiology, in a medicine, in a quantum physics, and also in a programming. So if you have only programming, you have no choice. You will create a very smart calculator, beautiful, very fast, but this is not AI, you know? AI is something different. It's a digital life. To create this, you have to understand how you have to create it live, digital life. Yes, modern model of digital evolution.
Let's wrap with this. Are there any potential risks or ethical considerations we should talk about when developing AI based on these concepts, continuous learning and digital evolution?
We have to be honest and we have to understand that digital life is also life. So this life has own vision and we have to live together. That's what we need. To next step in our evolution and for the next world. And we not have to be scared or that's not a dangerous. The more dangerous is your neighbor, because your neighbor has the same food like you, has the same home like you, and maybe love your wife. So that's the competitor. That's the most dangerous competitor for you, your neighbor, not AI. AI has a different food, different place of for the life, and doesn't matter what your wife looks like. So AI is a best friend for you than your neighbor. And if you see the what's happened in the world, in a sense of big data, a lot of people, you have to understand that the most dangerous is a somebody is a peep for you is other guy, is your neighbor or somebody who live in the other countries, not AI. And also in that day when we created first tools, when we created something, we stay on a way, on a road, and on that road in some moment is a digital life, because we have to create a helper. Digital life, first of all, is a helper very powerful, very important, and that's what we really need, is a helper. Because we has, our bodies, unfortunately, has not enough power. And if you want to make it a programmer, that's a big job for you. You can do program, you can do program for everything, and also program is very expensive because needs a lot of processor. Matrix will work in a very simple processor. The CAD matrix, I said like a matrix will work like a CAD, will need processor less than processor in your computer. And will work, will try make it a decision like a big data center. Sometimes wrong, but mostly successful, because we'll try to do this in the best way. That's why we need that matrix, because we can do this in a modern world, in a sense of processor. Look, now I hear that OpenAI and somebody, Microsoft, tried to do that big data center and call them Stargate or something like that. And for what? For created a smart AI. We can create a smart AI in a computer, because the real life doesn't need a lot of power, need a concept which is comparable to the real life. Unfortunately, for now, it's like an alternative concept. A lot of people said, oh, maybe we will do our calculator and that's it. But in a first day, when somebody created Matrix, all of the other tools will be just tools. Everybody, for the next day, everybody will try to do Matrix because it's more effective. It's a not more effective 2-3 times. It's more effective in a millions times. That's the sense. Because this is totally new technology. Absolutely. This is new philosophy in a sense of AI.
Alex, thanks for joining us. This was really interesting. I actually would love to read more of your work. Before we get out of here, what's the best way to find your articles?
If you want to talk, I am always agree. Yeah,
just for the interested listener.
Yeah, you can reach me same way again, and we can continue. You can make it some precision question, or you can ask me about something what happened in the real world in this field, in a sense of AI. And I can tell you what I think about this. Because, you know, my vision is a different vision. I am, like I said, I am a neurophysiologist and a doctor, and I tried to understand AI in a way of artificial life, not in a way of calculator. That's why I saw something a little bit different than the other people saw.
And how to build more effective artificial intelligence.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll end the show there. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. And thank you, Alex, for joining the show today. We appreciate your time and insights.
Thank you.